Blindness for Beginners by Maribel Steele.
Imagining a sunset sky. I was looking upwards towards a cloudy sky, the sun setting like a painting. Obviously, though, most of the 6 million cone cells that are supposed to detect colour in my eyes were not conveying reliable messages to the organ of sight. I could sense the brain becoming impatient as signals via the optic nerve were not being transmitted quickly enough. Brain asked my eyes, "What colour is the sky?" My eyes gazed at the sky more intensely, trying hard to guess the colour. Well, at this time of dusk, logically, it should be a shade of deepening blue, right? My brain likes logic, and in a few nanoseconds, it scanned my childhood memory bank to recall all the blue hues I had stored there. Like the painter Monet, I was eager to capture a sense of light dancing across the vast canvas of the skyline. It was then that I asked, am I seeing through vision-impaired eyes, or am I perhaps seeing through the logical deductions of the brain? I came to the conclusion it was a mixture of both. The internal dialogue shifted to ponder what colour had begun to blanket the evening sky as it turned from a light something to a darker something. I was content to be seeing the whatever it was before my eyes, amused by the relaying of signals and mixing of colours in the brain. My mind chose logical deduction from other body sensitivities too. If the current of air had travelled over my sun-warmed skin, the likelihood would be that a summer's day was shedding her glow, and my eyes could imagine warm shades of vivid pink, crimson yellow, or orange chrome. But the mildness of the day could have easily suggested that the sky was a mixture of cool grey swirling with tinges of mauve purple. As I wondered, a much darker shadow caught my attention from skyline to fence line. It was the deep green blob I knew to be the Australian blackwood tree. I could see the tree's image as a tall and wide dark something, towering up to the night sky, casting a majestic shadow over our garden. The distant sound of a light aircraft gliding across the sky distracted sensitive hearing. I tilted my head towards the sound, pointing my audio antennae, like hobbit ears, to track the stereo effect, from far left to the centre of the sky, and away to the far right. The staccato rhythms of the insect chorus reached a deafening crescendo and dominated the sounds in the night air. The sky had shifted through many shades in a short time, and my brain asked my eyes one more question. Do you remember seeing the evening stars as a little girl? My internal dialogue between heart and eyes replied, vaguely, but I'm happy to imagine them again. Brain, tell me, what does the night sky look like?